Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Radio and the Wisdom Radio Network. And I'm with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching. And I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, published author. But I have a unique style and a unique way I present my coaching, speaking, and writing. It's about your everyday life and the tail enders and how we try to avoid things in our everyday life. And we really don't engage sometimes in the ineptness, our own fortitude and our own adaptability to go through our day. We allow the ineptness of our fears to be our deal. Except fear is not a fear. Fear is actually the first form of wisdom when you choose to engage in it. But you see, engaging in the fears is a land of the unknown. It's like the United States when we first landed it on the East Coast and go to the West. We did not understand what was going on. And it's like today, we still use the early years, I can't speak very well, but we still use the medieval and the primitive ways to communicate because we've never expanded out of war. You know, everybody thinks war is this really good thing, but we've had wars since the beginning of time. And the same type of leaders keep expanding and coming through. We've never learned from history. We've always engaged in history. And that's something that I'm really starting to open up to. You know, there's a communication gap in this country and world. And if nationality does something, we blame the whole nationality. And we stereotype everything. You know, if you pay attention to the movies, they pretty much stereotype people the way society looked at them. It's not always what you think, but that's what they do, is they stereotype life. They want everybody the same, even in the coaching world, in the spiritual world. If you read what's on there, they really do engage in that. So when you're engaged in the same stereotype today and you stereotype people with nationalities, how are you stereotyping yourself? That is really something that has to be opened up and explored. When you go through your daily life, how do you look at somebody and then all of a sudden they're the same today as they were tomorrow, and everybody ends up being the same way? And if people think a little bit different than you and your friends, how do you, well, do that? And, you know, the bullying that's going on, that comes a lot from well, there used to be a kind of a pecking order. It was kind of a crude way, but it really did work. As the seniors taught the freshmen respect, and as they grew, everybody else got into respect. But you know what? It really doesn't matter because we've lost the ability to communicate. And the internet and the books and the college, because people think being their college or their name or something really mean more than it does, because here's something you want to remember. The Hearst has no handles, and how do you want to be remembered on Earth? And that's where this is really expanding into. Today we're so caught up in the selfishness of life, we're forgetting to enjoy life. If you look at Black Friday, people getting pepper sprayed, people jumping lines, that's just immaturity and insecurity. And that's what the world is too insecure and immature to move forward. But you know the thing, but when you understand that, and you can see that in yourself, because when you see something in other people, you see that in yourself. You know, in the Wisdom of a Cowboy, I really wrote about that. And the Wisdom of a Cowboy, it's available at Inner Circle on Amazon by Robert A. Wilson, Crossing the River and Climbing the Mountain. It's really about engaging in that self and letting go and understanding the words you use are what's talking about you and nobody else. And when you are telling people what's wrong with them and how you can help them and all that, that's you asking the world for help. But so how do you engage with people and tell people about what your desires are, and then they don't give you the exact response you desire? How do you shut yourself down? How do you really step back and not go forward? That's the thing. If you look at today, we're the same today as we was in 2007. This country has actually slid backwards since 2007. We actually started sliding back when we got off the gold standard, or when the Nightmare of Camelot, or the 60s. As soon as we started the military-industrial complex, we really started going backwards. You know, it's easy to say defense, defense, but you know, how is our defense budget actually ruining the country? And how is it injuring the innovation? And how, you know, another thing they do in this country is they let other countries build their military stuff. You know, if everything is supposed to be so you have it, how can you rely on somebody else? So if we got in a war and somebody bombed China or Japan gets mad at us, or England or whoever's making the parts, how are we going to move forward? That's just like you when you give away your ideas. How are you going to move yourself forward? And how are you going to do anything? You know, it's easy to talk spiritual growth and coaching, but it's really a full-blown challenge to go inside yourself and let go and pay attention to them little tail enders that are going on. You know, it's easy to write that you feel good and everything else, but it's a full-blown challenge to engage in it. The only way you challenge life is when you challenge yourself to experience life. There is no challenge you put in front of you that you don't have the wisdom or the wherewithal to overcome. It's letting go of thinking you know how to go through the challenge. You know, today, you know, if people have challenges and it ain't what they say, people make fun of them. But that challenge is unique to them, and them questions they ask are unique to their own journey. So there is no such thing as a foolish question, just foolish people laughing at foolish questions, because that question is unique to that person, and it's unique to their life. And how do you do that? I've done it, and I've had it done to me. And so it really doesn't matter, but it's really about expanding and moving forward and doing everything you choose to do and really move forward with a newness and expressing who you are and where you're going. When we walk into a situation, we're walking into life-expanding lessons. But how have you been taught to shut down instead of open up? And when somebody else is having a challenge, you're trying to give them advice, but how does that challenge end up being your life? That is something that's quite unique and people don't understand. When you look at it and you really do it, and you really start giving them advice, in about 6 months, how does that show up in your life and really get into your life and be your life, actually? That is something that I'm really starting to open up and learn about, is when you engage in something, you're engaging in somebody else's life. You know, life isn't about being knowing everything. Life is really about understanding life as an adventure of new wisdom every day. But we get so locked up and so tied up in having to know everything, thinking we're smarter than somebody else, we forget our own innovative wit. And it's all inside ourselves. And that's what life really, really does to people. You know, when you're engaging in that inner sage, you're really paying attention to your own life and moving your life forward. And, you know, the most popular, you know, they all have it really nice on the front side, but on the inside, they're a duck out of water. So how do you want to be like the most popular and then not understanding that they have a lot of gaming? They got a lot of facade they put forth. If you look at this world today, you're going to see where a lot of people put their best foot forward, and then if you wait, they'll tell you exactly where they are. Because if you aren't engaging, if you aren't energizing challenges to be engaged in the inside, you're losing out on life. We try to do it all from the head without checking in with the body, because the body leads the head. And I'm really starting to understand that. But when people say mind, see, the conscious mind has really very little to do with it. To see the conscious mind, you don't tell yourself to go heart, heart, heart. It's the inner self. There's all the mechanisms that work without you even doing anything. And that's kind of the way life works. It's how you put forth the energy. Because all we are is an energy in many ways. But people want to really entice that energy. But they don't want to engage in their own sage. And when we go inside and we start really expanding who we are, it's really an unknown. But once you expand out of it, and people are afraid to be different. And right now, the world is asking for people that are willing to be different. And that's just being a dauntless sage, unleashing your prestigious prodigies to move forward. How are you afraid to be dignified and prestigious in your own life? You know, how would it feel? And how uncomfortable are you feeling if you're wealthy and successful, going against everything you tell yourself? How would you feel? You know, people that have wealth, they've actually helped a lot of people. But, you know, also they have a selfishness. They'll help. They'll give away millions, but we have such a disdaining outlook on wages, but we're afraid to pay people because that's inflationary, but yet we pay CEOs millions and millions of dollars. And we haven't learned that the millions of dollars you pay a CEO goes into that price of that product, just like the hourly worker. See, that's kind of what it is. How's everything you know nothing, and how's everything you don't understand everything? How's your terra incognita, where all your new wisdom lies, where your wealth and success awaits you to arrive? You know, I've been going through this personal growth journey now for 13 years. And it's really been an ego statistical breaking. It's like taking a colt and breaking it. And the ego is a colt because it really rebels against everything. The more you rebel against everything, the more harsher the lessons. And I've learned this one quite extensively in the last year. I didn't listen to my inner self. And I energized a quite an extensive learning lesson, but I am going to survive it, and I am going to be okay. So that's all that matters there. And I'll be okay, and because whatever the challenge is, the ingenuity matches the challenge and the money in it. Your inner innovation will always make energize the cash flow for you to expand through it. But how do you get so caught up and I don't have it? Instead of saying, okay, how can I energize it? And a lot of times borrowing money to get out of a jam is probably the worst thing you can do. Because nothing's going to make, you know, happen really bad that you can't expand it and open it up in a new way. But how do you try to get the money before you discover the ingenuity? Oh, I know somebody's really guilty of that one, and I'm him. See, it's about really, really opening up and really expanding into everything. But we're so afraid of what we can't do with everything that we forget we can do it. And that comes from our school system and many other things. But it's our life. You know, what is the innovation that you have in it? And when you say you have when you find out you have an idea, a gadget, or a song, what is the first intimidating thought you have that you can't do it? And how is that the one going to rule the outcome? And that's a question you have to ask. How is this feeling or this emotion? Because your emotions are stronger than anything else. Love is an emotion. But when somebody tells me to do something, when I read all this stuff about love on the internet, that's a cover-up for going inside. And when you got a tail ender or something that comes out of nowhere, you really have to engage in that one. And that's the one you really have to engage in, because that's the one that's holding you back. It ain't your thoughts. It isn't anything else. It's that last little emotion or feeling that you have is the one that's going to hold you back. And that's the one that's going to really cause the angst and the trepidation. But really, that isn't a fear or an angst. That is some yourself telling you that is where that is the one that needs to be expanded out of, because there's an old pattern that's in your subconscious mind. And you got to ask yourself, how has this served me in the past, but how is it holding me back today? And what is it that is inside me that wants out, that I'm holding back with this little tail end fear? Because that is something, it isn't a fear, it isn't anything. It's you, your inner self, showing you where you're lacking the fortitude to move forward. And it's by addressing that and putting a new imprint in the subconscious mind is how you'll move forward. And today we're so afraid to address them, because it isn't going to look good to your friends, because it's looking like you're weak. But when you address when you start addressing them tail enders, that ain't a weakness. That's a strength. That's a willingness to show how you can move your life forward. And the more you address them, the more you'll become confident. And, you know, it's just asking yourself a simple question. How is this, where is this coming from, and where is this ingrained in my subconscious mind? And how will I feel when I unchain this imprint and put a new imprint in there? And what is the imprint that will expand you out of that imprint? See, that's the thing about personal growth. A lot of people are afraid to do is to understand they have challenges within themselves and not in the outer world. The outer world brings the challenges in, so you've got something to move forward. And it ain't love and be happy. It's about engaging in it. And when people are afraid to engage in that, they go, let go and don't move forward. And there is a very, very easy way. It's when you engage in yourself. And, you know, and when you start understanding, when you fissure that old pattern, you're actually fissuring everything in yourself. And them old patterns will go away when you put a new one in there. But how did that pattern get there? That's the place you have to discover. Because, you know, I listen to all the stuff out there. I do. I pay close attention. And a lot of what out there didn't help me, and it didn't expand me. What expanded me is when I chose to engage in my own little tail end emotions that I have. And, you know, and when you understand it, that the challenges you have in the real world are the challenges your higher self, your intentions, and your desires want to do to move yourself forward. But today, we don't have the fortitude within us because it isn't going to feel good, and some of it doesn't happen real quick, but it does happen rather rapidly, because the faster you choose to engage in that and with you really being honest with yourself, it really moves forward. People don't like to admit that the challenges they face are the challenges they face within. Well, anything that's going on in the personal world is going on inside you. And the people they bring forth to you are the people you go in with. And in all this personal growth out there, everybody wants to say they're this and that, and they want to light it up. It's a very simple thing. It's engage in your daily life in the moment with a vision going forward. And that is what it's going to be. You know, and when you understand this, and arrogance is not confidence. And I watch this all the time, and people really want to say things, but they don't understand what they're going through. Because it isn't about what we're not going through, it's about what we are going through. You never will move forward if you don't address the challenge you're facing today. Whatever the challenge is, and that's like all the divorces. I bet you a lot of them have been divorced 3 or 4 times. I know I got divorced in 1994. If I'd have got remarried any amount of time between now and then and now, I'd have got divorced. Because I've never really sat down and addressed the situation. People still want to blame other people. And when you watch it, you understand that they are blaming the ex for it and all the challenges with the ex and that. When there's hurt feelings, there's deep emotions. Until them emotions are addressed by the person, realizing that they did it all to themselves through their expectations. One of the most cruelest words in the dictionary is expectation. Because when you have expectations, you're putting your thoughts into that other person's life. And that is where it is. And how many times has your expectations actually turned out to be, they turned out not the way you desired? And how is that an imprinted emotional outcome right there. When you understand what's happening, life really gets going forward. But see, people want to engage in somebody else's life. That way they don't. And when you talk about somebody else and what they've done to you, you never have to address that on the inside of you. Until that's expanded and energized in a new place, you're going to live. You can heal it, but you don't expand. Heal leaves a scar. And people don't understand that. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching does. It expands you out of it. And that is the key word. When I watch a lot of this stuff, people really don't get expanding into the wisdom of life because they really lock down and clamp on to what's wrong. They think by the being in the pain of the challenge, they're expanding. It's being in the light of the challenge that you walk through. And there is nothing that ever happened in your life that was a negative thing. It's always been about expanding. And we've never had, and if you look at the economic and the personal and the wars and everything going on in the country, we're the same today as we were since the beginning of time. It isn't a bad thing. It just is. But once you see it, you can really start opening up and expanding into a new place. You take the word, the pain of change, and use the sassiness of expand, you will move forward. Because expand gives your heart and your eyes something, and they open, and they can't lock on to something. And that's what people do, is they try to lock on to things. I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And my website's www.cowboy-wisdom.com. Phone number 702-755-9410. And my email is cwbywfcm@gmail.com. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And I want to thank everybody for being here. We'll be here tomorrow night. We're working on getting Wisdom Radio back up and running. And we will talk to you later. And have a good evening.